Hi, everyone. This is Ron Emmetron from the Creation Lightship Healing. And we're going to do some healing work tonight. These are instantaneous healings, so please stay with us. And you're going to have a wonderful time tonight. So I'll have my co-host come on. Sylvia, are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello. Good evening to you, Ron, and good evening to all the listeners out there tonight. We're so happy to have you with us for this show. And as Ron said a moment ago, this show is about healing, and it's about live healing sessions that go on throughout the whole entire hour of the show. So stay with us for some beautiful healings. And we'd also like to invite anybody who would like to call in with a question for Ron about the Creation Lightship, what it is, what it's here for, about ascension, about the healings that he does, any kind of question at all, please call in. Or if you would just like to share a healing experience that you've had, we would love to hear from you as well.
Okay, and wonderful. So, like I stated, these are instantaneous healings. There is nothing for you to do. Everything is done very quickly with the light ship. This is the energy, the ship that created you. It becomes available every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and his ascension healing. So we're going to start off the show here with some healings. We'll get rid of some entities that people may have. This is very important because you need to have yourself cleaned out for the ascension process, so which means being fully embodied with your spirit. And most people are typically about 20% in their body, which means if you're 20% home, then who else is in there with you? Normally it's 80% entity, so this is how most people are on this planet, and that's why most people are so unconscious. So we're going to do some entity clearing now and just release them from you. So again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And if you'd like, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And scroll down, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to activate this light beam a little bit later on the show, probably in about 15, 20 minutes from now. And also get a glass of water. And the water will be activated for you tonight. And you have a wonderful experience drinking that glass of water, believe me. So we're still getting rid of some entities that you have. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We do this on every show to help you get more home in your body. You need to be in your body to have healing done. Basically, the percentage of your healing from the light chip, and we'll say any other healing that you actually have, is determined on your amount of spirit in your body, because your spirit's with you to be the conduit for healing. So you need to be in your body to have a more successful healing. So we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you right now. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. We're going to bring forth more of your spirit. We're going to clean these fragments that have been out of your body. They normally leave because you're in pain and trauma and fear, anxiety, anger, a physical problem that you might be dealing with. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into your body with judgment energy. And so when you get upset, it leaves, and also where your body is filled full of densities that cannot come in there. So, and the densities or judgment is just being separated from spiritual truth, which means that the divine does not judge, and neither does your spirit. But when you have judgment, then the spirit cannot come into you fully. So, we're going to bring more of you back to yourself right now. So, I'm going to count to 10, and your spirit will come into you normally through the heart or the crown chakra. And whatever way it needs to do this, it will. I don't tell the spirit how to come in, it already knows. So, here we go. I'll just count to 10, and you're going to feel your spirit enter your body more fully, and it'll help you do some healing. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Some more entity clearing here. And again, We're just getting rid of these energies that have come to you. And they shouldn't be with you. And they're also being put back into balance and being sent back to the earth energy. The entities will not look out of your eyes. These are the emotional bodies, like I said, of people who passed on. Their energy is too low. Only thing that will look out of your eyes is your actual spirit. And if you notice, people who are at home, their eyes are normally really glossed over. They look dull, maybe lifeless. Somebody who's completely not in their body, then it's kind of scary to look at them. So, because something's looking back at you. So we're bringing more of you into your body right now. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And do this one more time for everyone. And you should start to feel a little heavier. You should feel a little bit more together. This is your divine self coming to you. And here you come in your body a little bit stronger now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels very good. And, you know, I'd like to ask you a little bit more about what you were just mentioning or discuss it for a second if we could. I think it's so important what you were talking about how judgment separates us from our own divinity and from our spirit, because it can't exist or be in that unloving, judgmental kind of space. So I think that's such a great lesson for all of us, because that's something we can do to, you know, every day in our lives, is to release judgment and to live in a non-judgmental way and invite our spirit, you know, to be fully with us and fully present here in that loving, you know, space. And that's, I think that's what we need to shift into in our lives every day. So any suggestions you have for that?
Well, one way to kind of look at this is the divine is only in the now. So if you, in a sense, have like a strobe light, and it's blinking on and off, maybe, say, 5 times a second. And that blinking when it's on is like the divine looking out of your eyes, okay? So it's not going to judge, because as soon as it sees out of your eyes, then it gets turned off and it comes back on again. So it has no way to judge anything around itself, because it only has that one experience instantly. And so this is how the divine works. It only is in the now, which will just say that strobe coming on, and then it gets turned off. And it doesn't judge anything, because there's no future, no past. It's strictly in the now. And this is kind of how I can kind of describe it for people to get a little better understanding of that. Now, if it were to judge when it was turned on, in that split second, you see, then how could it judge? It can't, because it would not exist in that point. Because if it judged its creation of coming on, then it would no longer be what it is. So the divine sees you always as perfect, and there's different states of perfection as far as we're concerned down here. If you have a finger that maybe is throbbing because you hurt it, then, you know, that is divine perfection, because that's what was created to experience, okay? Not that it's karma, just that's the experience that you're going through right now. Much like if you found a $100 bill on the street and nobody was around to claim it and it was freely given to you. That's the same principle. At that moment of seeing the $100 bill, the divine sees that, and you're very happy. It doesn't judge you. Or if you lost a $100 bill, it's not going to judge you either. It's just an experience. So you're created to be an experiential, like the eyes of the divine, to look out and to see creation itself. So this is what you're actually doing, is becoming part of that creative source energy to experience life throughout the creation of the light. And the light only works in the now. Does that help you a little bit, Sylvia? Does that explain what you're asking?
Yeah, so then as far as who is judging, is it the mind, the ego consciousness that we have? The you know, what part of us is so interested in being judgmental? It seems like there must be an earthly part of us that is just so used to living that way that we tend to judge things as good or bad and see things very in a very dualistic manner.
Yes, that's correct. And so what's, you know, the ego is actually what's judging it, but what you have is your body genetics. And so this is, you know, what people go through when they have unexplained fears. It's the body's experience from the past, which is made up of all your ancestors. So whatever they went through in their lifetime, good or bad, is still programmed in your body. And what happens then is that you may be judging the past of their experience, but it'll be in this lifetime. And so even though the best way is to have yourself cleaned out so that these charges of the judgment, and remember, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, like I say, in finding a $100 bill or losing $100, makes no difference, it's still a judgment. And so, or being, you know, happy or sad, you know, doesn't make any difference. What you want to be is in discernment and be completely balanced. So if you're completely positive, then you're out of balance. And if you're completely negative, you're out of balance. You want to be in discernment, in a complete balanced state. And then at that point, you will not draw to yourself energies that will bring you out of balance. So many people say, well, yeah, if you're really negative, then you have to draw a positive event to your life. Or if you're really positive, then a negative event will be attracted to you to get back into balance. Well, in a sense, that's kind of true. But I see it at a much deeper level, is that you just strictly want to be in balance and get rid of the emotional trauma that you're experiencing. Because what you hang on to is the traumas and the pain more than the happy times, typically. So you just want to be in balance. I'll do an emotional clearing for everyone online. This I do normally on every show just to give you a basic sampling here and how fast the divine works with you. And this is using the light ship, and you might want to use the term their light technology. They work with light language. So here we go. I'm going to go back from this point in time to your last birthday. And if you've been on a previous show listening and we did this for you, then this will just go back a few days from the last time that you had this experience. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. That healing is probably about 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, then it's 100%. And what you have now is reprieve here. It's a permanent clearing. Doesn't have to really be repeated. And your emotional traumas that you've experienced, if you look at something right now, will be very, very distant to you. You'll still see the event. This is not like having a blackboard and erasing your whole experience. The experience is still with you. But the trauma that's stored in your physical body, in your emotional body, and inside your spirit is now released. Remember, your spirit mimics you. So whatever conditions you have wrong with you, your spirit is also manifesting that exact same scenario. So you have to heal your spirit first in order to have a physical healing. Without that, there's not much use for healing. Or say wasting your time for healing, because it's not going to work. So just take a look at this here and just see how you feel. You should feel your body relaxing also. I'm now going to do another healing for everyone. This is the light ship doing this process here. You have many divine light beings now working with you. And here we go. We're now going to do a feeling body. So same process, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And there you go. You can now sample some more energy if you like. Again, look upon your past. The last couple of years, you can notice that your traumas are also released maybe in a little different way at a much deeper level of consciousness here. And I'm going to do another healing here. This is your pain body. The pain body deals with this lifetime's pain, and it also works with psychic attacks. So here we go. And just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You just have to show up. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, if you have any type of pain in your body, it should be releasing now. And if it doesn't release, it means that you still have a lot of emotional trauma that's stored in you. Remember, they all kind of work in unison, and you need to have these cleared to have a complete healing. So how are you doing, Sylvia?
Doing good. I was just thinking about what you just said. So when you work with a person one-on-one on these emotional clearings, you do the emotional body clearing first, and then the feeling body, and then the mental?
Yeah, typically, yeah. A lot of people need the feeling body done also. And that's a big help. If you have a lot of pain in your body, you know, from the past, you may want to do the pain body. But typically, most people will need at least the emotional body clearing to get rid of the densities. And then I do a mental clearing also. Then I do another clearing, which is your sensory body. The sensory body is quite interesting. Female life beings do this healing. And I'll give you a little sample of that, too, here. So here's your sensory body. Same process, and what I do is I charge $5 for each year of your life. So let's say if you're age of 40, that's $200. It takes about 1 hour to do over the telephone. So here we go. This is your sensory body, and people get sensory overload very easily, and this helps to eliminate that problem that you're having. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So there we go. And again, just kind of sense how your body's doing. And you're going to notice that you're still feeling a little more relaxed in your body. Most people feel that. Normally, men are 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you feel sensations, wonderful. You're exceptional. If you're a woman, then you're about 50-50. Half can feel, half can't. So here we go. I'm going to do one other clearing. This is what we call a past life clearing, which is a sensory clearing. Okay. So we go back 100 years at a time. And here we go. Sixth cleared, this is for the 2000s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go back another year, 1900. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1800s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year, 1700, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1600s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So there you go. You should feel a little better now. This is your past life trauma that your body has stored inside of it. And this also works with your spirit, too, of different lifetimes that it may have had. And normally your spirit is cleared out after each incarnation, but sometimes it's not. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel very relaxed and very at peace with that, you know, kind of feeling of just, you know, looking back at your life and nothing really is there to bother you anymore, which is great.
Oh, I do many other types of clearings. One clearing that I do is... quite fantastic. It goes back from your initial conception from the source energy. This one I charge $300 for, and it goes from that time to where you are right now, and it clears every lifetime of your incarnation. And this is about 3,000 clearings that I have to do on you. And that's a very special clearing. Normally you have other clearings before this one, but I just thought I'd mention that to everyone. I also do what I call an Immaculate Conception. And what this clearing does, after talking to many, many people, most people really are not conceived in divine love energy. Typically, you know, you just happen to happen, you know. And so what this does, it clears your parents' emotional and mental bodies 10 months before conception. Then I go back, you know, I'm down to 10 days and then 10 hours and possibly 10 minutes. It depends on each person because there's different amounts of densities that your parents will have. So I'll say 10 minutes, 10 seconds, sometimes 10 milliseconds, depending on their densities, and then conception itself. And what happens is that this rewrites your history of who you are. So instead of using your parents' divine spark energy, the light ship is putting their energy in. This is why we call it the Immaculate Conception. And it's just beautiful to watch because you actually, at least for myself, I see the sperm and the egg joining together, and it's beautiful gold energy doing this process. And it's quite awesome to look at. So I do many, many other clearings too, but all these are intended for clearings to help you eliminate your baggage and to become more in touch with the divine part of you, which is your spirit. But by far the most important thing that I can do for anybody is your emotional clearing, because this clears you out so much that you're in the moment right now. You go to anybody and they're talking, you're going to notice that what they're talking about in their life is their traumas. And normally within 20 minutes, if not less, you're going to start hearing somebody complaining about life. And once you have this clearing, those past traumas are released from you, so you're not dealing with them any longer. So they're not recycling, so it actually gives the body a chance to heal. So this is just a wonderful clearing. So, anything else you might want to talk about before we do some more clearing, Sylvia?
Well, I thought we could talk a little bit about the whole subject of getting in touch with our own divinity, our own spirit. And, you know, it says there's a beautiful message that I read on your website, which is, I believe, from the Creation Lightship commander of the fleet, Janina. And she says that most people don't consciously communicate with their divine spirit, and that basically unless you do that, you really don't get the guidance that you need for your spiritual progress or your, you know, connection to the divine. So it's like you cut yourself off from that. So I know in the past you've talked a lot about going within. As in fact, you said something that I really liked one time, which is that go without and be without. And I thought we could talk about that a little bit and maybe do some exercises to help people really get in touch with their own spirit.
Okay, yeah. So you do want to connect to your own spirit. This is the teachings of Jesus. He told you to go within. And then naturally, the negative side came in and brought us religions outside of ourself and duality. And this was condoned by our Galactic Federation that's here to oversee us, to give us spiritual teachings. So they condoned that and allowed the masters to come in here and to be deluded with their energy, which is very unfortunate. So we never got the whole truth. But you can look for truth and find it. So, but the whole process is to go within yourself. That's where your kingdom is. We'll say the kingdom of the divine, and that's your spirit, and that's where you need to connect to get your guidance. Don't go into your head. That could be full of entities, like we talked earlier. Remember, if you're only 20% home, there's 80% entities, and they're probably all going to be in your head telling you what to do, and sometimes even forcing you to do things that you don't want to do. So So when you get into your heart, then at that point you can get your divine guidance. So we'll do an exercise now to get you into your heart center. And again, this is not a meditation. I don't do meditations over the airwaves here. Everything that we do is in the now, this moment, and you need to be fully conscious. And the reason why you have to be fully conscious is strictly because you cannot heal with your spirit out of your body. So we don't go out of your body at all. We recommend that during healing sessions here. So we're going to visualize if you like. And the light ship will be helping you make this beautiful conduit, energy channel, if you wish, whatever word you want to use there, to go from your mind to your heart. And we're going to drop your mind into your heart. And you should be able to feel your waking consciousness in your heart center. So here we go. Visualize, if you like, just an elevator. The 10th floor is on your inside of your head, in your mind, if you want to. Just consider that your mind's inside of your head. And we're going to drop that down to your heart, which will be the first floor. So we're going from the 10th floor down to the first. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this is what every church should teach you. And I don't think they're doing this at all. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you should be feeling more energy in your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll do it a few more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be able to feel your thoughts coming from your chest area, your heart center. And this is where your spirit is. So I'll let you just connect with your spirit now and talk to your spirit. And this should be a very nice experience for you. And you should be in this area. We're going to do a chakra alignment now to help you out somewhat more to help to energize your physical body. Remember, the chakras are what energizes every cell and body organ that you have with the spiritual energy. So we'll first go to your heart center. We always work with the heart center first. So here we go. Just going to do some moving of the heart center so it's in the proper orientation to your physical body. There we go. I'm going to go to your throat chakra now. There we go. Perfect. And your third eye feels very good. And power chakra. That's looking good also. And second chakra. Good, and first chakra. There we go. So now your energy channels are all lined up properly. We'll do an opening now if you'd like to have that done. And I'll open the chakras up if you wish to about body width. Most people's chakras are probably 1 inch to about maybe a 3 inch diameter. We'll go body width for you to run a lot of energy into you. So if you're in a noisy location right now, you may not want to have it opened up that far because you're going to be more sensitive than normal. Well, this is your choice here. So, and if you're in a quiet location by yourself, then have it opened up, and it's going to radiate more energy into your physical body. You're going to feel wonderful. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. And third eye, front and back, spin, 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 open. And now we'll go down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And just allow this energy to run through your body. You may have tingles happening right now. You may have warmth in your body. And whatever you're experiencing is perfect for you. So just allow this divine energy from your spirit to help radiate through your whole body. And you will get a healing right now. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels so good. It feels so balancing and just opening. It's just great. I thought maybe what we could do next is bring in the light being and do some water charging before we head up to the ship. What do you think about that?
That sounds wonderful. So like I said before, just scroll down on your screen now, if you would. And if you just tuned in, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it. And then just scroll down just a little ways, and you're going to see this beautiful light being on your monitor screen. And she's going to now have her Divine Essence energy come into your monitor. And what normally happens is she'll become more 3D looking. The light rays around her head will change. Her eyes will start emitting white light to you. Then you're going to just feel this wonderful sensation of love filling your whole room. And then she's going to charge the water that you have. So just get a glass of water. And she's ready to activate now. So we'll just bring her in now. It takes her probably about 15, 20 seconds to integrate with your monitor. Here we go. And this is starting right now. So she's starting to integrate. And you may even feel your heart center getting warm, feeling that peace energy that she's bringing into your room. And now she's going to start activating the picture on your monitor here of her. And there we go. She's starting right now. And I can see some of the rays kind of changing right now a little bit around her. These light rays. And I can see her face just slowly lifting off of the screen slightly, like she's becoming real. This will be like a living photograph of her, a living picture, with her divine essence energy into this here. I'm seeing her cheeks kind of change slightly a little bit. I'm seeing her neck slightly change, just, you know, it just is very subtle. And now she's starting to lift off a little bit more. And her eyes are very intense. And how are you seeing this, Sylvia?
Yeah, there's a lot of light coming out of her eyes from her forehead. And the colors are getting quite a bit more vivid. And I just feel my heart opening up. It just feels very loving, and it's a wonderful kind of feeling in the whole room.
Yes, it's very, very nice. So, and she's ready to activate your water, so just get your glass of water now. And you can just put it in front of you or maybe in your lap, whatever feels comfortable for you. And just kind of watch the light beam as she does some healing work with you and through you to activate this water. And you want to put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And now she's going to start to activate it here. This takes about a half a minute to do. So she's starting the activation right now. So you may ask, what's this activation going to do for me? Well, it's just going to help your body get more light codes into it from the light ship. It's going to help to do some detoxifications. It'll just help you integrate more spiritual energy into your body. It helps every cell of your body. What you're going to find is that the water may taste slightly different. And everybody who does this, normally when I get emails from people, they claim that water goes down effortlessly. They put it in their mouth and it's swallow before they even have a consciousness to even think about the water being in their mouth. So your body just loves this water. And they're saying just to wait a little bit longer for the water charging. And just about done. And now it's completed. So if you like, just have a sip of water. I'll do the same thing right now. And be back in about 10 seconds here. Yeah, it always tastes very wet to me, and it's very refreshing, and it goes down just very, very quickly. And how do you experience this, Sylvia?
Well, I have the same, and it just tastes really good, and I wanted to mention something, which is because I'm in the nutrition and wellness field, I use a lot of different things like muscle testing or using the pendulum to determine, you know, what
what the body needs each day, like as far as vitamins or anything like that goes. And I do that with different waters, like if I get a bottle of water or anything, to see if it's, you know, harmonious for the body. And every single time I've had any water that's been charged like this, it always comes up that way, which you can tell just by drinking it. But it's just interesting to note that the body always wants this water.
Yes, that's true. So what I do, if you're interested in this water charging, they have water each day of the week. I do a special session on Wednesday. We do a half an hour light shift healing, and then we do about an hour of water charging. And with that, the water charging takes probably about maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and a lot of people get, you know, maybe a quarter, even a gallon of water to charge. And you have one for each day of the week. So we do 7 containers of water on Wednesday. And that came about because we were doing just smaller times once a month with water, and I just got a lot of emails from people saying that they wanted to have more water, so we're doing this now. And the price for that's $120, and it's well worth it if you wanted to have divinely charged water, and it will make your body move faster and quicker toward the ascension process, because they are putting special light codes in your water, and each day will build upon the last day. So it's just perfect for you. So what we'll do now is probably one more healing here. We're going to do a process where we're going to bring in more of your spirit energy into your body just one more time here, just to make sure that you're in your body more. So here we go. And we have some background noise here. And just doing some empathy clearing here. And now we're going to bring in more of your own spirit. And we'll just count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let me just see if they want us to do anything else before we go to the light ship here. Let me ask the light beams here on the light ship right now. Yeah, they say they want us to do like a mental clearing to integrate our left and right brains. So let me do that real fast here. So this is the same process that we did on the other clearings earlier. Again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. We'll do a few years of this for you. So here we go. This is a left and right brain integration. And it's very similar to defragmenting your home computer. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So normally, at least for myself, I feel slightly dizzy. Like there's something going on inside of my head, around the outside of my head, and this is a normal process for me to feel when I work with someone. And you may feel the same, but just kind of look at your thoughts now. This clearing will help to eliminate mind chatter. It'll help to silence that voice that you have going in circles in your mind. And it will also help to integrate your left and right brain, bringing more mental clarity to you. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, it does feel much clearer, you know, and it feels, like you said, I did have a little of that kind of dizziness when you were doing it, but that was very minor and went away right away. And, well, I think that anything that can get rid of mental chatter is just wonderful, because we don't need that, and we have so much of it, it seems like.
Yeah, that's correct. So what we're going to do now is we'll bring in a couple of divine energies here before we go up on the light shift here for people to experience. So we work with Saint Germain a lot. He's the one who's doing these divine channelings. We wanted to take responsibility for that. So What happens is the light beings on the light ship decide who wants to come in, and the Saint Germain helps to assist this process. Now, this energy is Saint Germain from the light ship. It's coming to you, and it's 100% purity. And it's not the same Saint Germain that people normally channel on the Earth plane here, because they're going through the Galactic Federation. And so since the Galactic Federation is not in 100% spiritual integrity with the light ship, or another way of saying it, since we're not in 100% light, they're only holding 35% light energy along with their 65% darkness, you'll never get the same energy coming to you. And if you're a channeler, for instance, or you read channeled information with any of these divine beings or anything else that's out there, it may not be completely true. So you want to have discernment there, because there will be, on the outside, probably, some negativity with it, or just an alteration of the truth. This is why most people kind of get upset with the channelings that are being handed out through the internet, because it's kind of all the same when you start reading it. They give great information, saying how wonderful you are, and then after about three or four paragraphs telling you how great you are, maybe what they're doing, then the bottom of it is, thank you very much, you're such a wonderful soul, nice to be with you, and they're signing off, and there's really nothing that really sticks down here. It's just a lot of New Age fluff that people are reading. And it makes them feel good for a few moments, but that's kind of about it. And so because the Federation chooses not to come into the light, then we're not going to have any physical changes here with them allowing their light energy to come to us. So like I said, the spiritual hierarchy that the Federation has, their pecking order of the light, remember, it should just be all light and not portions of the light. So they created a hierarchy in order to dilute this light energy from the light ship. After all, what they are is like the UN that we have here, and they're the overseers for our spiritual development, and they're supposed to protect us. Remember, these beings up there on this level of consciousness, even though it's 3D, are much more advanced than we are. You just think of, how they built the pyramids and how Moses, separated the water and everything else that has been done on very high level, technologies. This is what they can do. They can purify our air in an instant. They can purify our water in an instant. They can stop the wars in an instant if they choose to. And since they don't choose to come into the light 100%, then the light ship comes every 2,000 years to do the universal shift. And at some point, everything will shift and come into the light. So what we have is like a race going on here. And hopefully the Federation was shipped maybe in 2 minutes from now and come into the light, and everything on this planet would stop. We'd have peace and harmony, no more hurricanes, no more war, no more greed. They'd put out a vibration that would be of the light, and you'd be in non-judgment. And, some of the channelings indicate that, we have karma here, and this is what we're going through. Well, the Galactic Federation created karma. They created duality. They created religions here. And they created God outside of yourself to pray to something, some idol, some life form that doesn't really exist. And that goes into the collective consciousness that you can tap into. So that's a whole other probably program. But anyway, until they choose to come into the light, you will not normally have the energies that you'd like to have coming to you, and they won't be in wholeness. And they're responsible for that to give us 100% light energy. Some people ask me, they say, well, is there a God? I go, well, the light ship, there's really no God on the light ship, but just creation energy. And the Federation created God outside of yourself. So, yes, there is a God outside of yourself. That's what they created, was duality. But it's not created by the light ship. There's no such thing on the light ship as the word God. It's just everything is creation. And everything is in divine order. And everything is pure light energy. And it's 100% light. So anyway, we'll kind of move on with this topic here. So we'll bring in Saint Germain, who is going to be in 100% light energy, and he's now going to come into your living room. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Nothing for you to do. Just enjoy his energy as he comes in and gives you a blessing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So he should be in your living room now. We'll bring in another divine energy for you to sample. Along with Saint Germain, we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. She's most people's favorites, very sacred. And here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now that your room is fully charged up with the divine being, that charged your water and Saint Germain and Mother Mary, we're now going to go to the light ship. And going to the light ship, you have to be on this conference call on the radio show live. And if you're not live, this will not work for you. The reason why it will not work is because I have to take you up and connect you to the light ship. And we don't want anybody going up to the light ship thinking that they're going there with their ego. And I don't want anybody to become abducted by, I'll use the word, the negative ETs working with and for the Federation. Because when you put your thoughts out, your thoughts can create that reality. So I don't want that to be an experience that you're going to experience. So remember I said the Galactic Federation is not in 100% spiritual light. They're only holding 35% light as of today. And the darkness energy is with them, so you don't want to tap into that 65% darkness, which mirrors back down to us here, why we have the problems on this planet Earth. And this affects the regular population and goes up through the governments, and everything is affected by this energy. So in order for us to have heaven on Earth, then the Federation has to change their way of being and walk into the light. It's that simple. And until they choose to do so, we'll have problems here. So here we go. When you go up to the light ship right now, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, they can come with you. Just think of them. But you cannot invite a friend, a physical person with. They have to be on this radio show to have this done. Here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. And we'll do probably about a 10-minute light healing session with everyone here. And we're going now into the transporter room. They're scanning our DNA to see who we are, what our problems are. We're going into the orientation room now, where we're at free choice to select our doctor teams. And they'll describe their technologies that they can use with us. What I comment on is our technologies as I see them that are kind of similar to our 3D here on this Earth, okay? But there's many more other technologies that if I commented on them, you wouldn't understand. So the first room we're going into is a room where they have a beautiful swimming pool. And in the swimming pool is a liquid light energy water. And coming to us are the beautiful swans. And these are just beautiful energies. There's three swans. Remember, these are conscious beings. And this is your first incarnation. And they're choosing to help us out, help all sentient beings out for the universal shift, which you may call the 2012 shift. Most people now see that that prophecy is a little bit in the future, and they realize that it's probably going to be typically 2008. But I have no information on that is when it's going to happen. But a lot of the people who are more psychic than others will normally indicate that something's going to happen in 2008. But aside from that, we're having some healings now with these divine beings here. Just sit back and request your healings. We're going to go into another location now. Remember, you must request healings because the light always sees you in the now. and what you're dealing with, like I said, with that strobe light flashing, each time they see you, you're in perfection. They're not judging your experience, okay? And so if you want to change your experience, you must request a change. And so I'm going into another location. This room is used for physical body pain release. And again, there's many, many, many modalities in this room. Remember, you're on the light ship in physical form. You're walking around just like you walk here on the earth, but you're out of time. I have a lot of seers who actually see on the light ship. They call me up, give me emails saying what they saw, how wonderful it was, and it just changes their complete paradigm on life, because this is the true reality of who you are rather than what you see out of your eyes. And here we go. This room is just very, very beautiful. And request your healings right now. And we have another divine energy wishing to come through. And this is the energy of St. Christopher. So I'll bring St. Christopher in. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. We're going to go into another room. This is a very, very special room. This just materialized as I'm talking here. I'm on the light ship myself as a light being doctor. And this room now is materialized. This is a room much like the Last Supper. You're going to see the disciples along with Jesus in this room, and they're going to do healing work on you. Very, very sacred room for particular time of the year right now, being Easter. So we're going into this room and you're levitating, and around you are the 12 disciples, and we'll have Jesus at your forehead doing laying on hands healing, and we'll have Mary Magdalene at your feet holding your feet, and the other disciples are all around you doing their particular healing work on you in prayer. So request your healing. I'm going to bring the disciples down here for you to experience. So here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. You want to come in stronger into your room, so you're going to be very blessed. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And again, request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so just keep asking. Each moment is a different now. So you may want to kind of move your body around slightly to see how your body's doing. Move your head back and forth. Maybe move your shoulders around, move your arms. If you like, you can just walk a few steps and just see how your body's doing. And I see another team working with us here, and they're going to be working with our spine. So if you have any concerns on your spinal column, just request it right now. They're also working on your central nervous system. Well, these are the light beings that are here to help us. And your spiritual blueprint is only on the creation light ship. It's not held into the Akashic records of the planet here. So everything that your body is and your spirit is on the creation light ship. It holds the blueprints to all of creation. So here we go. They're going to do another healing on us here. And they're going to be working with our lungs also. So you may actually start to smell a different type of oxygen in your room. You may have better breathing now as this energy starts to work with us here. So I'm going to bring in this beautiful energy here. So here it comes. Stronger. This is a light ship oxygen coming into your living room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll go into one final room before we come back here. And this room is where they're going to help to eliminate maybe infections in your body, if you have any such thing. It'll be working with your lymph system. There's many rooms that we're going into at one time. If you happen to have some kind of virus, maybe a skin infection, maybe a skin rash, maybe a herpes or something like that, just request your healing right now, and the light shift will start to work with you on this here. Remember, like I said earlier, your healing is only going to take place if you're more in your body and if you eliminated your emotional baggage and traumas. Because these are the densities that prevent you from having healing. So right now, they're working with you. And if you have worked on yourself somewhat, then the healings will be more effective than if you have not. And I do get miracle healings all the time from people. But like I tell everybody, the most important thing I can do for anyone is to do your emotional year clearing. Save that money up or whatever. Maybe sell all of your books in your book library and get this healing, because you'll be in the now and feeling wonderful. Besides, most of the books that you have, you probably already outgrew. So create a new space in your life for health and wellness. And what you're really attempting to do with all those books is to figure out a way to clear your emotions. So in a sense, you have money in your bank sitting there. Because the emotions are what causes the physical body to die. Any practitioner will tell you that. It's very, very obvious, and until you can clear your emotions, you won't have a healing. And your life will be continuously being recycled with you. And like I tell people, the physical body will kill itself to get well. And there's definite proof of that in any hospital where people are dying. You can go to any mortuary or graveyard and see all these people that did not deal with their emotions. Once your emotions are cleared, you have a much better chance of living longer, because your spirit can come into your body to do its healing, to do its purpose for being here. They help heal the physical body for the ascension process. And here we go. The healings are taking place right now. And we're just about ready to come back, so we're coming back to the orientation room, where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. We're going into the orientation room, and this room is where we're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. This will be with us for the next 5 days, so you can request healings for the next 5 days. And our animals and pets are now coming to us. We're ready to be brought back here. And we're coming back right now, and now we're here. There we go, and you should feel like you're on planet Earth here, like you were before, but it might be a little different energy. You should feel much calmer, and you know, you may even have a wonderful healing. So how are you feeling, Sylvia? Yes, you are on. I can hear you fine. Wonderful. Yes, so we'll be seeing everybody again if you wish to come on. My next call will be on Monday, and it's 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see you then. And blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful Easter. And remember, just go inside and connect with your spirit. This is what the Lightship is all about, is to get you back into spiritual integrity. And nothing outside of yourself is going to do this for you. You must do this yourself. Remember, when you're first born, you're in your body, and you need to be in your body now. So this is your whole key to spiritual unfoldment, is to be inside of yourself, to know your spirit, and to walk with your spirit, and to talk with your spirit, to be with your own divine energy. So I'll just sign off here, and blessings to all of you, and happy Easter.